Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And once again, the top story of the day is the fate of the American crew, and especially the American captain of the ship Maersk Alabama, seized early Wednesday morning by Somali pirates. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says President Obama is getting regular updates, around the clock, in fact, on the situation developing in the Gulf of Aden.
The president has followed the situation closely, has got updates throughout yesterday and today, and obviously his main concern is for the safety of the captain.
Gibbs says the administration is well aware of the dangers that have persisted off the coast of Somalia now for some time.
Obviously, this is the time that we've had unrest off the coast of Somalia. So obviously, it is a concern of the administration.
For the most part, the Obama administration saying nothing about the details of what's happening right now with the crew members of the Maersk, as well as negotiations going on between the Navy as well as the FBI with those Somali pirates. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton shedding a little bit more light on the subject. First of all, explaining the complexities of the situation.
I think the ocean area we're referring to is three times the size of Texas. I mean, we're talking about a very large expanse of water with a lot of naval traffic going through it. We have had some success in coordinating amongst the contributors to this naval task force. We are looking for ways to increase the effectiveness of what we are doing, including the recruitment of additional partners to be part of the surveillance work that is done. But we also understand that instability in Somalia is a contributing factor to those who take to the seas in order to board ships, hijack them, intimidate and threaten their crews, and then seek ransom.
Meanwhile, other nations are getting involved in this and paying very close attention to what's happening with the Maersk off the coast of Somalia. So says State Department spokesman Robert Wood.
We are in touch with a number of nations with regard to this issue. It's a growing concern to not just the United States, but others who deal with shipping in that area.
Meanwhile, the wife of the captain in this case, the captain of the Maersk Alabama, is Richard Phillips. He's in the custody of the pirates right now because he gave himself up for the sake of the rest of his crew. Reporters have since swarmed onto his home in Underhill, Vermont, and through a family friend named Michael Willard, the wife of Captain Phillips says she just wants some privacy right now.
She has decided that she does not want to make a statement now until this is resolved and would like you to respect her privacy. She has stated that she would like you off of her premises and away from the house.
Mr. Willard says that there's just simply been too many members of the Fourth Estate swarming the property of the Phillips family during this very difficult time.
She's just overwhelmed, and she feels that she just can't deal with this right now. She's upset enough about her husband and his situation and just needs her privacy. There is no change in his status, not that I'm aware of.
As mentioned a moment ago, both the Navy and the FBI are in negotiations for Captain Phillips' release. Back at the State Department, spokesman Robert Wood says the U.S. is waiting now and willing to engage Iran in direct talks. That offer, of course, was made earlier in the week, but Mr. Wood says it's now up to Iran to accept that offer.
There are a lot of issues that we have between us. We would like to move forward substantively and positively on them.
Mr. Wood announced this week that the U.S. will join group talks over Iran's nuclear programs, a sharp break from the previous Bush administration policies toward that country. Western powers suspect Iran's nuclear program is a cover for developing atomic weapons and has demanded Tehran stop the enrichment activity. Iran has denied the charges. Such an activity, of course, can have either a civilian or military use, but all the intel suggests that it is, in fact, a weapons program. Nonetheless, Mr. Wood says the U.S. policy towards Iran has clearly changed.
The United States has made it very clear policy decision that it's willing to engage in direct dialogue with the government in Tehran.
At the same time, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says the country has tested two new types of uranium enrichment centrifuges with higher capacities. Speaking about Iranian nuclear progress, Ahmadinejad said the new centrifuges have a capacity a few times higher than the existing ones. His comments came during a televised speech. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, much more news from Thursday, including the president's plans to improve the veterans' health care system in this country and help Americans refinance their mortgages. We'll also bring you the latest numbers from Wall Street, which looked pretty good on Thursday. We'll also take a look inside a new poll suggesting that just 53% of Americans prefer capitalism over socialism. What's behind that? And of course, we'll have our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. We'll talk about the pirates off the coast of Somalia, Obama's trip to Europe, and the latest involving Ted Stevens, Norm Coleman, and the New York congressional race. Stay with us.